Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Century Textiles and Industries Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Khanna from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Ambit Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 earnings call for Century Textiles and Industries Limited. From the management team today, we have Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Mr. Vijay Goel, Chief Executive Officer of the Pulp and Paper Division, Mr. K.T. Jithendran, Chief Executive Officer of the Real Estate Division, and Mr. Snehal Shah, Chief Financial Officer of the company. I will now hand over the call to the management team for the opening remarks, post which we can start the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, gents.
I'm R.K. Dalmia. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the third quarter of financial year 2024. Let me first take you all through the financial highlights, followed by the business-wise operational highlights. For the third quarter of financial year 2024, the consolidated turnover stood at rupees 1,179 crores. The EBITDA for the quarter grew by 124% year-on-year to rupees 204 crores, with EBITDA margin reported at 17.3%, while the net profit grew by over 10 times year-on-year to Indian rupees 80 crores. The multifold increase in our EBITDA and net profit this quarter was driven by an excellent overall performance by the real estate and improved performance of significant cost savings measures by our Pulp and Paper Division. For the nine-month period of financial year 2024, the consolidated turnover stood at rupees 3,373 crores. The EBITDA reported at rupees 384 crores, with EBITDA margin of 11.4%, with a net profit of rupees 40 crores. Now, let me take you through some of the key highlights across our three businesses vertical, starting with the real estate business. During Q3 2024, the real estate sector continued to experience consistent growth owing to robust economic growth and enthusiastic consumer demand, with a significant trend in rising demand for premium and luxury homes offering superior amenities and executive design. The Q3 2024, the revenue of Birla Estates grew by 139% year-on-year and 115% quarter-on-quarter to rupees 86 crore. The additional other income of rupees 78 crore from sale of TDR has buoyed the EBITDA to rupees 63 crore. We achieved bookings worth rupees 189 crore in Q3 2024 at our already launched projects, while collections were rupees 182 crore from all projects during the quarter. During the quarter, we received OC of two blocks of Birla Lokiya, Bengaluru, while we have initiated our first set of handovers, marking a major milestone in our journey. We have received excellent feedback on the product from customers who have already taken up the possession. We have also received OC in January 2024 for four buildings at Birla Vanya, Kalyan, and at Birla Navya, Gurugram, and the handover shall commence shortly in both the projects. A new phased launch of Birla Niyaara at Worli, Mumbai, is slated for launch in Q4. In other updates, Birla Tisya, Bengaluru, was honored five Golden Star Awards by National Safety Council, recognizing the excellence and exceptional performance in occupational safety and health management system. Additionally, Birla Navya, Gurugram, received National EHS Award from Global Safety Summit hosted by World Safety Forum London, UK. Lastly, our commercial project, Birla Aurora, completed 100% transition to green energy, reiterating our commitment to more environmentally sustainable future. Overall, the premium of luxury residential market is witnessing a remarkable surge in demand. Steady interest rates and positive consumer sentiments towards upgrading the bigger configuration and better lifestyle is poised to drive sales to new heights in Q4. Our endeavor of building a superior brand with focus on the premium and luxury segment perfectly aligned with the escalating interest of buyers in premium housing. Now moving on to the pulp and paper segment. The paper, board and tissue prices are more or less stable. However, imported pulp prices, wood and coal prices are showing an increasing trend. For Q3 24, the overall capacity utilization was 104% as compared to 89% in Q2 24. Both production and sales volumes increased by 16% and 11% respectively over the previous quarter, while sales turnover increased by 10% to rupees 881 crores over the last quarter, despite marginal reduction in NSR, EBITDA increased by around 74% to rupees 132 crores, with EBITDA margin reported at 15% vis-a-vis 9.5% last quarter. Segment-wise, paper EBITDA remained almost constant at rupees 12 per kg, board tuned positive to rupees 6 per kg after being negative in last four quarters, and tissue improved to 25 rupees per kg from 20 in the last quarter. Overall, EBITDA was 11 rupees per kg from 7 rupees per kg in the last quarter. We hope to achieve more than 11 rupees per kg in the last quarter. Various measures like technology upgradation, production enhancement and other cost reduction initiatives have been taken to improve sales and reduce cost of production for the quarter, leading to healthy financial performance. Export volumes in both writing and printing paper and copier paper increased towards end of Q3. Export demand in tissue segment remained subdued due to crashing price in UAE, while export demand from Europe, USA was showing an increasing trend, although disturbances in Red Sea and Suez Canal have caused concern about supply chain disruption, resulting in increased price of raw materials. The company set up a new QSC at Bhiwandi to further strengthen service to Western customers, and we also signed a declaration for providing direct wood to CPP by farmers to secure raw material supply. There were 5.2 million plantations of eucalyptus and poplar seedling and clones carried out in this financial year till date. Our market outlook, writing and printing demand is expected to stabilize due to government tender in Q4 24, while copier demand is expected to increase in Q4 due to seasonality. We expect consistent demand in tissue segment in Q4, although imports are foreseen. Due to lower import prices, our focus will be more on domestic sales for better realization. In board segment, despite rising lower price import, demand is expected to remain stable due to rise in pharma, FMCG and F&B demand in Q4. Lastly, talking about the textile division, for the third quarter under review, net sales were at rupees 197 crores, with the EBITDA loss of rupees 19 crores. 2324 overall production and sales volume decreased by 4% and 11% respectively over previous quarters. Sale turnover also decreased by 14% over previous quarter. Apparel fabric segment experienced a subdued demand with downward shift in consumer spending on garment and textiles even during festive season. Home textile segment has only seen marginal improvement in US market, with retailers demanding replacement and new products for upcoming season. Inventory has reduced significantly on account of Black Friday and Christmas sales. Our collaboration with UK-based textile organization focusing on sustainable product range has been successful and may likely result in the bulk order in near future. on the sustainability front, conducted an awareness program on women's health and hygiene in 5 villages of Jhagadia Taluka. The change in consumer spending dynamics have impacted the entire value chain of Indian organized production house, leading to high inventory, eventually causing financial crunch. We have restructured our operation by increasing outsourced fabric activity while keeping the important final processing and finishing activity in-house. We have also shifted our focus on new technical collaboration for NPD and VAP. With that, I now conclude the opening remarks and we can start the questions and answer session. Thank you, sir. Over to you, Karan.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I have a two question. First, on the real estate side, so earlier we were mentioning that in the H2, there will be delivery of 3 projects and we would be recording almost 1,700-1,800 crore kind of revenue. So has that got delayed because nothing has come in the Q3 and will everything come in the Q4?
Yeah. Hi, Dixit. This is KT Real Estate. So, yeah, so there's been a slight delay in some of the projects, but we have got OCs for a few of the phases of all the 3 projects we're supposed to deliver. So we're pretty hopeful of, you know, clocking this in this current quarter, Q4.
Okay, so entire will come in Q4 or you expect that some might go into the Q1 next
there
year?
There may be a slight possibility of a spillover, but most of it should come in this quarter.
Okay, and what kind of margins we are expecting there?
Yeah, so usually our margins are close about 30%.
Okay.
30% plus,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's EBITDA margin you are speaking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now my second question is regarding the new launches. So just a confirmation. So this Niyaara Tower 2, we have already launched or we are going to launch in next couple of months. And there were 2-3 more launches we were planning. I think the RR Nagar, Bangalore, Walkeshwar and new phase in Gurgaon. So any update on that?
So we are in the process of launching Niyaara Tower B. We got the RERA. The market warming up is going on. We may, you know, before the end of this month itself, I think we'll be launching it. As far as RR is concerned, RR Nagar, we are waiting for RERA. Pretty confident that we should get the RERA this month and we'll be launching it late Feb or early March. Walkeshwar is touch and go. We are hoping to get it and maybe we'll try to launch it in the, you know, in March. Again, in the last stages. Delhi, I think it is still stuck in that process. So Delhi will not happen this quarter. Delhi looks like next year. I mean, Delhi means what I meant is Gurgaon.
Last phase.
The last phase of Gurgaon.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amit Srivastava from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Couple of questions on real estate. One is that, sir, you have booked the TDR sales this quarter. So just wanted to understand what is this regarding. In the past also, we have booked this kind of revenue. So how much more opportunity we will have on our TDR?
So, Amit, in a textile mill policy, you know, you have to give this one-third, one-third. to the government and MADA, etc., to BMC, etc. So we had some opportunity here, and there was a huge deficit in the TDR market. So we just took an opportunity to, you know, take off some of the TDRs which were surplus with us. So it's that, but this will keep coming on and off. It's really difficult to put a number on that. So we had this, so we just took care of the market demand supply opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second, sir, in terms of the project pipeline which we have shown, so one is that we have shown the Bela Niyara Phase 3 in our FY25. So just wanted to understand what is the kind of response you are looking at on a Phase 2 that you will go through the Phase 3, or either it will be delayed if the Phase 2 50-60% sales or whatever the benchmark you are looking at, it will not happen. Second is that in terms of the Thane project, we have not disclosed the pipeline in, even in FY25. So where we are going delay in that project, if you can explain.
So, Amit, as far as Tower B is concerned now, you know, how we perform in Tower B, we'll know in a couple of months by March, should be pretty clear. So based on that, if you get a pretty strong response, sell north of 70% inventory, then of course we'll look very aggressively at launching Tower C also. Otherwise, we will see, you know, to calibrate it maybe last quarter of next financial year, or we should push it beyond that. We'll take a call once the performance on Tower B is assessed and we get to know about that. As far as Thane is concerned, Thane, you know, it's a land, it's a raw industrial land. There's a lot of work required to clean it up, and, you know, so that is in progress. It's progressing well. It's a large piece of land, industrial land conversion and all that has to happen. So therefore, we are a little more circumspect there. Though we may try to launch it next financial year, but it's a touch and go, so it may spill over. So that's why we're not given a very strong guidance on it for next year. It could happen in next year, but more likely to happen in the year after that.
Okay, so basically we'll have to pay all these charges also in terms of the clearances and everything into that, other than the...
Some of those expenses that we'll start bearing. Right, whatever is required to regularize the land.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, great, sir. Thank you. This was a question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Datta from Minerva Asset Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, according to slide 23, around 47 of the pulp and paper revenue came from paper. Could you please break it into copy versus writing and printing?
Okay, sir, copier gitna or non-copier
gitna? It is 30% is about copier. Balance is a non-copier.
Okay, got it. Secondly, your EBITDA margin in pulp and paper rose around 500 bps sequentially. And this came at a time when your competitors have faced higher VCTMP prices, also reported declines in FPP realizations because of imports, which doesn't seem to be the case with you. So I'm just wondering if you could take me through how have you seen increase in board prices sequentially, and what specific margin drivers within copier or tissue helped in expanding margins?
No, we've, as I think earlier also, you know, during the investor conference call, I have said that we have been totally working on the cost reductions. And we have had a lot of cost reductions in terms of chemicals, in fact, on the packing materials, in fact, on the various power. And
gentlemen, thank you for patiently waiting. We have the line for the management reconnected, so please go ahead.
I was telling you that we have been working on the cost reductions, and that has been our strength in the last 1 year, and that's why you will find that we have performed slightly better than others in the present circumstances.
Right. So, but still, if I were to calculate the net sales realization for paperboard specifically, it is higher. While the usual market reports say that paperboard prices have moved lower, so is there any particular reason why this
increase happened for you or?
As I said, we have worked on the cost reduction. No, realization has not increased to that extent. It is just just about 1,000 rupees per ton. So that's not an increase at all. It is basically the overall cost reduction in the board which has taken place.
Okay.
You know, for example, our power, I'm just giving you one example you can understand. Our power consumption earlier used to be about 525 kWh per ton of board production. Today it has come down to 435. I'm just giving you one example to show as to how much cost saving has been there in board alone. Similarly, in case of steam, similarly in case of the productivity, the question is that if you see the our quarter average, it is more than 16,000 tons every month. That means we have produced more than 48,000 tons of board, which was never produced earlier. So the efficiencies, the cost of production, and the cost of chemicals and the cost of packing. We made some changes in packing, which was unnecessarily a burden to the customer also and to us also. So both are happy.
Okay. Got it. Quickly, a last question. So has the wood supply situation improved in Uttarakhand and nearby areas for you in the last couple of quarters?
So the current, you know, the last quarter, our wood supply situation has been quite good and we have got a good stock of wood now. And actually, January to March quarter is generally that the wood supply is generally there. But from April to June, it is a bad month because it is a harvesting month. So the wood supply reduces. So that's why I have built, you know, I have built a stock in such a manner that from April to June, I will not have any problems of wood. And also we have done certain changes in the pulping process where I can use different types of woods and I can increase the percentage of certain types of woods which are available in the marketplace. So that's also a cost reduction element in that, you know.
Right. Understood. And how would prices have moved sequentially for you on wood? And what, apart from eucalyptus, what other varieties would you be looking at?
So we have been using, even the poplar. We have been using, we have started using even the bamboo, which earlier the percentage of bamboo was lesser, but now we can go up to 25-30%, which earlier it was only 15%.
Right. Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mithun Soni from GC Holdings. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Congratulations on good numbers. Wanted to understand on this TDR part. So like this TDR we are generating from our Worli project. And from what I would understand that a lot of what we generate, we can use in-house itself. So if you can just explain how do we generate that and after using, how much we are left with to sell?
Yeah, thank you, Mithun. So this TDR is basically the land that we have surrendered as part of the mill land development policy to the MCGM. So for that that TDR is generated which we had surplus and we found an opportunity in the market. There was a huge demand supply gap. So we sold it to the market to other developers where we got a good margin. And that is the reason why we have sold this TDR. So it is over and above what we require in our project.
What you sold is over and above for the tower?
That's right. That's correct.
But sir, just to understand, when you will make, say, Tower C, will have to rebuy or?
No, we don't have to rebuy. We don't have to rebuy.
So this is over and above the required for the all Tower B and C put together?
You're right.
Okay. Are we still left with any surplus or more or less?
I mean, yeah, when it gets generated here and there, we may have a little more surplus. So difficult to quantify at this point of time. So often and when we get this generated, looking at, assessing the market demand, etc., we'll take that call.
Okay. So we should not build it as a part of the project as such?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Fair. And sir, second on the Tower B, have you like finalized the price at which you're looking to launch?
No, not yet, not yet.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants: anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dikshit Toshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. The question is regarding the real estate division. So what kind of launches we are planning in FY25?
Plenty of launches, Dikshit and Strike. Apart from, the projects which you're launching currently, we have Sarjapur coming up in Bangalore, Wellesley Road coming up in Pune, IHP land coming up in Delhi. Walkeshwar, we're trying this year, this quarter. If it doesn't, then it may spill over. Newer faces of Birla Trimaya. You know, all these are lined up for next financial year from our existing projects. And also hoping to finalize.
Okay, roughly you can quantify the value of launching?
Difficult to quantify it at this point of time. So largely, what is that number? Difficult to quantify it. Yeah, roughly about 8,000 to 9,000 crores from your existing one. And from newer projects, which may happen in the coming quarter and next quarter, we may get another about 4,000 to 5,000 crores.
No, so whatever new launches you are targeting in FY25 is 8,000 to 9,000 crores.
From our existing ones, plus we are all continuously looking for new projects. So maybe a few, some of them may come from there too in addition.
Okay, fine. That's it for me.
This is without taking Tower C into consideration. If based on performance of Tower B, then if Tower C comes, that is over and above this. There'll be another 5,000 to 6,000 crores, around roughly 5,000 crores. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ritwik Sage from One Up Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, just one question. On the Worli micro market, Worli Prabhadevi micro market, what is the kind of absorption on an annual basis you are seeing, and what is the kind of growth rate is there in that micro market where our flagship product is there?
See, as of now, there is no immediate launches coming up in this particular micro market. We are there. Most of the products are either it is nearing completion or with OC, but maybe in the longer term, there may be some launches coming up in Worli C phase. A few of the two or three projects slated to come there, prestige projects closer to the race course, etc. But of this stature, of this kind of size that we have, I don't see any serious competition to this project.
Sure.
Yeah.
And any sense on, the annual absorption in that micro market, Prabhadevi, Worli, near the race course, that particular...
Yeah, I don't have any ready numbers as of now, but I can get back to you on that.
Okay. Sure. No problem, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead, sir. So, Himanshu, your line is in the talk mode, sir. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Himanshu, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Please move to the next one.
Sure, sir. We take the next question from the line of Deep Mehta from Bank of India Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. One quick question. How is our BD pipeline shaping up and what can be the target for FY24 and FY25? For real estate project, yeah.
Yeah. So far in FY24, we have finalized projects worth about gross development value of 16,000 crores. We have again very strong pipeline and we are hoping that, we will be able to conclude a few more projects. It may happen in this quarter. It may happen in Q4, may got spillover to Q1, but very strong proposals are there in each of these micro markets that we have chosen. So our target will continue to be, to strike deals in the range of about 20,000 crores per annum going forward also.
Okay, so FY25 also we are targeting 20,000 crores.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's all from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Neeraj Savai from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one thing in terms of the BD pipeline you said. So what would be the quantum of deals which we are looking out for? Would it be 500,000, 2,000, 5,000 crores or any color if you can just give on that?
Largely, we are looking at deals in the range of 1,500 crores and above. Unless some very specific, location-specific, high visibility trophy projects are there. But typically, we would look at 1,500 plus GDV projects.
This would be largely joint development or would we be buying land or how do we see this?
Both. Mix of JDA and we are flexible there. JDA or outright. We'll look at a judicious mix of both.
Right. Got it. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Abhinav Bhandari from Soham AMF. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, congratulations on a good quarter, sir. Just two questions. One is how much is the pending payment relating to the land of the various projects that we acquired thus far? And the second question is how much would be the construction spend for this fiscal and next fiscal, if you could give some direction on that.
So pending land, I think most of the land we have fully paid for except Thane. So that will happen over 4-5 years. So we haven't even started paying for that. That will start paying once, we start, the regularization of the land. Right now, the spend is largely on the regularization of the land. So that's about 600 crores balance.
So is it equal tranches or typically the bulk amount goes out first, just trying to understand?
Motamoti is spread. Motamoti, okay. Yeah. Maybe its first tranche is 200 crores, then the rest is spread, then there's a 1% at the end of it, a ref share. So it's largely an equal proportion.
Sure.
And construction cost spend... I think we'll have to come in. That's the number to compute it. So we can get back to you on that.
Sure, I'll do that. Thank you so much and best wishes.
Sorry, Abhinav, just one point. Mostly we are cash neutral in all of our projects. There is nothing as of required. Largely it is funded by our customer receipts. Except Kalyan where, there is a little bit of the funding required, but otherwise most of our projects or almost all of our projects are largely funded through customer receipts.
Thank
Hello?
You, sir. Sir, yeah. He's off the queue. We take the next question from the line of Jeet from Pinpoint. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Sir, if I listen properly, you mentioned you're expecting business development of about 20,000 crore this year and next year. So on the back of this, what kind of pre-sales ramp-up do you expect? Because you've done around 1,100 crore for 9 months this fiscal. So how should this move up, assuming you're able to launch your projects on the timeline that you envisage?
I'm looking at close, we're crossing more than 3,000 crores of sales this year. and looking at more doing close to 5,000 to 6,000 crores next year.
Okay, sir. And on a portfolio level, what kind of EBITDA margins do you expect from these projects?
30% to 35%.
On average.
Hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Sir. Thanks a lot. That's very clear.
Thank you,
sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
This is my net cash flow. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I just have one question on the paper business. What would be our full year margins in the paper segment and our margin outlook in this business for FY25?
Well, this quarter it is around 15% or so. Well, this year it will be around 15%. For the next year, we are still working out the numbers, and I think it will take another 1 month before we can comment on that.
Karan, actually, okay. You know, we this is Nehal here. Every time people keep on asking about the margins, quite honestly, we don't look at the margins because if you are calculating percentage on the selling price, and generally the cost also moves along with the selling price. So the right thing to look at is the EBITDA that you get per kg of paper. So our aspiration is to be somewhere close to 15 rupees per kg, which is what we feel we should get in the next year. Right now we are at 11 rupees per kg.
Okay. This clarification was very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Good clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saksha Mongia from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is related to the real estate sector. In the previous call, it was mentioned that our leasing rental is about ₹190 per square feet. As per the latest reported news that Barclays rented a space in Berlin for ₹320 per square feet. Do you anticipate the possibility of a steep rental hike in our leasing portfolio, considering the potential mark-to-market opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, the rentals have gone up. The occupancies, vacancies have drastically reduced. We are at 100% occupancy. No immediate, this is coming up. Re-leasing or closure is coming up. 320, that's a steep this thing. I'm not very sure that headline rentals or is the effective rentals is what. That we need to go into the details. I don't have the details. Generally, it's looking pretty good. The way, the market is pretty strong now. The demand for leasing.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Kashyap from Invesco. Please go ahead. So, Dipesh, your line is in the talk mode, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
Dipesh, we can hear you. Yeah, sir. Hi. Hi, sir. So, just wanted to be sure if I heard correctly, you are still maintaining your pre-sales guidance of 300 crore, right, this year?
Yeah.
So, in 9 months, you have done just 1,100 crore. So, in the next 2 months, you are expecting around 2,000 crore further sales?
So, Dipesh, you are well aware that, most of the real estate sales happen during launch. Right. Even if you look at our 1,100 crores also, it all mostly happened in Q2 when we launched the Trimaya phase where we did 550 crores. So I'm hoping that when we do Niyaara Tower B we will do the RR Nagar, together they are about 6,000 crores. So if we do reasonably well, we should be able to strike this target.
So till now you have a RERA approval only for Niyaara 2, right? For RR Nagar and for Valkeshwar, the RERA is still awaited.
You are absolutely right, but we are hoping to get the RR Nagar RERA this month.
Okay, got it. And sir, any color you can give on Niyaara phase 2? Like what price point are you looking at? Because I think the Niyaara 1 is going at around 80,000 per square feet, is if I'm correct.
Yeah, 85,000. We are selling now. The last we sold at 85. Yeah, similar range because it's at launch. So around similar range is what we are expecting.
And sir, how many units are there in Niyaara phase 2?
149 units.
149 units, got it. And lastly, sir, any color on the collection that you're looking at in this year? Till now, you've done 800 odd crores. So,
yeah,
what is the expectation?
Around 1500 crores.
1500 crores.
Yeah.
Superb, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. So, in the presentation, we have shown a booking potential of around 45,000 crores. So, that includes all the projects shown in the presentation along with the commercial project of Niyaara, right?
Commercial? Yeah, not commercial.
Niyaara is not commercial.
Yeah, not commercial.
So, Niyaara means the whole project of the...
Yeah.
14-acre plot what we are building on, right?
Yeah.
So, that doesn't include the west plot which you have shown in the presentation... On the first week of January, which you have shown, right? 1.5 million square feet.
Right.
That is separate, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is also a residential one, right? It's going to come up.
As of now, it is, yes.
Residential, right?
Yeah.
And my line got disconnected. So I just wanted to know, what is the news on the business development front? Like, I haven't heard anything in a while. So we can expect this year, like, any update or next year 20,000 crores, like,
yeah.
What is the update?
So as I was just mentioning a while before, Deepesh, we have already finalized in this financial year projects worth 16,000 crores GDV. We are looking at, we have several proposals in the anvil in all segment, in all geographies, Bombay, Delhi, and Bangalore and Pune. Now, negotiations are going on, you know, due diligences are going on. We expect a few of them to happen this quarter. Maybe some of them may spill over to next quarter. But we are quite hopeful that we'll be doing some very good deals in the next few months.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. And one more question. So, if I see our GDV, it's around 45,000 crores, right? And we are supposed to sign another 25,000 crores according to what we are projecting, right?
Yeah,
and the west plot and etc. What we have, the other one is separate, right?
As I mentioned, 16,000 we already signed. So we're expecting another 3,000-4,000. I mean, as per our target, with the 20 we have done 16, and maybe another 20,000 next year.
Yeah. So one of my question is that, sir, if we are like 65,000-70,000 crores of GDV we have on hand, right? So shouldn't we like now going at the rate of slowly at the rate of 10-15,000 crores a year in the next 2-3 years, because now we have a huge GDV which is there in our hands, right?
See, the idea is that, you know, we should constantly have inventory to sell. So if I have a GDV which I can't launch now, but is 3-5 years down the line, that GDV is not effective GDV for me. I would like to launch projects worth 15-20-25,000 every year. So that's what I'm looking at. Okay, so project which I'm going to have a sequential, I'm going to launch it because of you know, managing supply. I have, like in Thane, I can't launch if I have even, let's say, 5 million. But I can't launch all of 5 million tomorrow. So I would like to have many projects which I can launch simultaneously so that my annual sales can go up. So just saying GDV is 45, 50, 60, that doesn't mean much to me. I should have enough projects to launch every year.
So what I heard, sir, that next year you're projecting 5-6,000 crores of sales. So in the next 2-3 years, should we be there around 10,000 crores of sales a year?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Couple of years or next 3 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct. And the Niyaara project, you said the phase 2, right? You said only 149 units. So from what I assume, you're going to make only 4-6 bedrooms, is it? Because the first phase had 2-3 bedrooms also.
We are largely having 4 and 5 here, and a few large 3 bedrooms.
In the second phase, is it?
That's correct.
So we'll be having premium, you're targeting the premium segment, right? Which is hot right now.
Totally luxury.
ultra luxury.
And any response, like the pre-launch or anything has happened or nothing is such right now?
No, we got the RERA, we started warming the market, it's extremely strong response, but fingers crossed.
Okay, okay. So thank you, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Jeet from Pinpoint. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Sir, out of the 7,500 crore of ongoing projects, how much is sold and what would be the inventory in hand right now?
We have sold about 6,300.
Okay. Existing inventory is only 800 odd crores. Sorry.
Hardly any inventory left, you know. Except Kalyan, we have about 200 crores. Otherwise, most of the places, the percentage inventory is in single digits.
Okay, got it. And sir, based on the new launch that you're expecting this quarter, broad basis, how much percentage would you expect to get sold?
Sorry, you're saying what percentage of the new launch do you expect to sell?
Yeah.
I'm hoping, you know, depending on when we get the RERA for RR Nagar, if you have enough time, then I think 50% of these should not be a big challenge in today's market, considering the locations and, you know, the product that we have.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, more long-term question on strategy. So now you have presence across multiple cities. So do you intend to try and scale up and win more market share in any particular city, or would you want to be opportunistic in terms of business development and like have a fair presence everywhere, kind of?
As of now, we are very clearly focused to increase and, you know, establish and rather consolidate our footprint in these four markets. You know, I think these four markets still have the largest amount of opportunities among all other cities in India. So we want to really establish ourselves. I think that's the clear short to medium term strategy. And we will keep reviewing this every couple of years. And also we'll wonder how the market evolves. We're also looking at entering commercial market in a much bigger way at the opportune time when we have enough of, you know, fund flow or, you know, tie-ups with large platforms, etc. So that's the medium-term strategy for us.
Okay, got it, sir. Thanks. And one last question is for the textile business. So it's been a bit of negative for a few quarters. So any thoughts there in the sense that should one expect a reversal in margins per se?
It depends on the market, how the market improves. So this quarter, running quarter, we hope market should improve. So we may do better, but all depend on the markets and demand supply.
Okay. But sir, does it make like sense running the business when you're burning cash there?
So the thing is, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Jeet.
Dipesh. Is it Dipesh?
Sorry, it's Jeet from Pinpoint.
Jeet, yeah. So Jeet, as you, I don't know how much you're following the company, but in the last, the second quarter, we decided to, you know, get rid of our spinning and weaving units and move to a completely outsourced model so that we could at least save costs, etc. and all that. And we were going for a 100% outsourcing model. So now, over the next, the last quarter and the quarter before that, we have seen that we've not been able to really scale up to 100%. Markets are not so good, etc. So we are doing a wait and watch approach, and probably so Jeet, yes. So in continuing, so we are keeping a wait and watch. I mean, because we are not reaching our entire full capacity. Plus, we are also you know, spending money on providing VRS, etc. to the people that we are reducing. So the losses are mounting. We are keeping a wait and watch. If the markets, we feel that, you know, unless it improves, and if it doesn't improve, probably somewhere down the line, we may take some other calls.
Okay. Understood, sir. That's very clear. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Zaveri from Dhruv Gems. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, now the real estate business is, when it stands up on its own feet, maybe in a couple of years down the line, so the real value for the shareholder should be when you demerge the business, right? So are we looking at doing anything 2-3 years down the road?
So Himanshu, every quarter this question comes up, and you yourself mentioned that it has to stand on its own feet in the next 2-3 years. So once that happens, so right now it is on its feet with respect to the projects that it has launched, but it is not on its feet yet in terms of growth capital. As Katie was mentioning, he has plans for, 20,000 crores GDV every year, which will require substantial cash, you know, and support from the parent company as well as the cash cow, that is the paper business. So yes, 2 years, 3 years down the line, when we see them perfectly on their own, we will certainly look at unlocking value of both the businesses.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to make one clarification, which was the response to Deepesh Kashyap's question on the GDV of 45,000. That includes Worli West also, 1.5 million square feet in Worli West.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR manager at Valorem Advisors. Thank you for your support and confidence in the company.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.